You're listening to SBS News.
Much of Europe is experiencing what's been called a third wave of COVID-19 infections in a sharp increase of case numbers. Health officials in Romania are working to address a shortage of hospital beds as the country recorded its highest number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care since the pandemic started. But the government doesn't want another period of national lockdown. Turkey is also experiencing an increase of COVID infections, with cases up 41% in Istanbul since last week. It comes as more than half of the United Kingdom's adult population has had at least one coronavirus vaccine dose. UK authorities achieved a daily record for injections, getting vaccines to over 800,000 people. Gertrude Dower is a professor of diversity in public health from the University of Bedfordshire. He was at a new vaccination clinic in a Sikh temple where shots were administered alongside prayers.
And what better selfless service than opening up a pop-up clinic that reaches out to anybody of any religion? So today we've got people from the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, Sikhs, all coming in to be vaccinated.
Vaccines delivered under the COVAX initiative are being distributed in Palestinian territories for the first time, with over 60,000 Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines already delivered to the Palestinian Authority. Over 20,000 have been shipped to the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip and the remaining 40,000 to the West Bank. But Sasha Bootsma, head of the World Health Organization's Gaza office, says there is still not enough vaccines.
So far, we have very few vaccines available in Gaza, and therefore we cannot yet start with mass vaccination campaign for the overall population.
Italy has received more than 300,000 doses of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine, the largest batch of doses delivered to the country so far. The vaccines were immediately sent to various regions around Italy for distribution to hospitals and other facilities where they'll be administered. In Germany, officials have agreed to gradually begin reopening schools after pressure to ease coronavirus restrictions. Germany's family minister, Dr. Franziska Giuffi, says some of those decisions will have to be reversed.
The biggest concern at the moment is that openings of daycare centres and schools will have to be taken back, which is also a big concern among parents. Also, if the focus is on the well-being of the child, and to prevent this, as long as vaccination isn't yet possible, we have to build in this safety bridge, and that is testing.
German authorities are also saying neighbouring Poland is now a high-risk COVID-19 area. They've stepped up border controls, so anyone crossing into Germany from Poland must provide evidence of a negative coronavirus test. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.